shouldn't be abolished. It's also these are being committed. If there is abuse of that act, then wherever that is proven, then that should be punished. But that doesn't mean that the act should be abolished. Not at all, because that gives protection to a lot of people who are really facing harassment and abuse and atrocity. I wasn't supportive of the Supreme Court judgment when it came in any case. So I would support the Act of Parliament.
There should be a strong act, otherwise atrocities on the poor section of the society will be increased. This all the youth are misguided by BJP and RSS. Atrocities were there in the country in thousands of years. I think there is no need of any change. The amendment made by the government is right, and don't mislead, misguide the people, and it is not harmful for the any person in the society to obey the law and order. It is not the question of empowering, it is the question of giving protection.
No, I don't think it should be abolished, because this segment has been protected by the constitution of the country. And I am of the opinion, till this is the ignored and backward segment, which need some support, and that support is to be given. In given situation, if you look at the incidents which have taken place in this country for a long time, last 4 years, whether it is UP, whether it is Bihar, whether it is Gujarat, whether it is Tamil Nadu, wherever, the kind of incidents we have seen. So I think this act should be protected. Assuming whatever is going to happen after amendment is a different story. What is happening today, in spite of the fact there is a protection according to this act, then also this segment, this particular community has been harassed, has been mob lynched, has been killed. So we have seen so many incidents in this country last 4 years. So I'm really not able to understand how, with the amendment, how they are going to protect their lives, they protect their interests, and protect their rights. I don't know. But I'm of the opinion the act which was there, designed by the constitution of this country, and we cannot ignore the fact Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar purposely with wide imagination, anticipating this protection of this community, we have put all those things in the constitution. I think that need to be protected.
अभी राज्यसभा में वो बिल पेंडिंग है, सबसे पहली बात तो, और दूसरी बात ये है कि अभी तक वो चेंजेस अभी तक तो हुए नहीं थे. सरकार आने के बाद तुरंत कैसे वो चेंजेस होने लग गए? और दूसरी बात, किसी की भावनाओं को किसी के धर्म के उस पे नाम पे रख के कोई किसे ठेस पहुंचाता है तो उसके खिलाफ FIR होती थी SC/ST एक्ट के तहत. लेकिन अब जो है कि सरकार ने उसमें बीच में कहीं ना कहीं अपना प्रवेश करके दिखा रही है, और ये चाहती है कि जो भी चीजें हो सुप्रीम कोर्ट से या फिर कोई भी एक्ट में चेंजेस आए, न्यू जजमेंट पास हो, तो वो हमारी देखरेख में हो. लेकिन अब ऐसा लग रहा है हर जगह पे कहीं ना कहीं सरकार का अपना कहीं ना कहीं फायदा देख के वो अपने आदमियों को बचाने के लिए इस तरह की घटनाओं को अंजाम दे रहे हैं.
SC/ST एक्ट, विच वॉज गिवन, दैट पर्टिकुलर प्रोटेक्शन वॉज गिवन बाय द UPA गवर्नमेंट to the SC/ST community, definitely required of still, the requirement is still is relevant. And this particular government was cunningly trying to abolish it through the means of Supreme Court, because it was evident that the Union government did not say the right people or the highest lawyers available to their service for defending that particular act. And when there was a protest against that across the country, and at this moment now they are taking a posturing of in favor of that particular act, but whereas they were not. And we still feel that the government is Devaya Durustaye. So we are in favor of giving protection to the SCST community.